Mike Chick. I'm here to tell you a few things you can do to save water. I've discussed the what I call the white elephant about the landscape water waste. Not that landscapes are a waste, but wasting water on them is a waste. But there's other issues such as shower heads that a lot of people think that if they're not washed down with a large volume of water, that they're not going to get the soap out of their hair. I, of course, don't have that problem. I'm bald, but let me sympathize with you. I do have a memory, and I know that I wanted to wash the soap and the conditioner out of my hair, and I thought I had to have a lot of water to do it. The energy-saving shower heads, the first generation, did not work that good. I remember the little teeny ones that blew a bunch of mist. First of all, that mist basically steamed up the bathroom and heated up the bathroom. As a result, the hot water didn't get to you. By the time the fine mistings of water got to you, they were 8 or 10 degrees cooler, so you would use a hotter setting to still feel warm in the shower, which is a bit of an energy waste and a bit of a water waste in that people would take longer showers and fight with the shower heads and say that water-saving shower heads were no good because they just didn't work very well. The new shower heads, there's been millions of dollars of research by very, you know, well-meaning manufacturers, some of which you've heard the name of 1,000 times, and they make pretty good products, and some of which you haven't heard the brand names, and they make some very good products as well. I will say that some of the brand names right now are doing exceedingly well, much to my surprise, and I'm pleased, but even though you go down to the home center, you can get a fairly inexpensive new ultra-low flow shower head for less than $25 that actually sprays better than a shower head that uses more water. It feels stronger, the water droplets feel better, it actually works better. And they have testing. They don't just do this subjectively. They have American Society of Testing and Materials standards and different laboratory tests where they put mud of different consistencies and clay and paste and different things on a surface and spray it. And they see which type of spray washes it off the best, different densities of of mud, so to speak. And they've gotten it down pretty good. So you don't have to be disappointed with a good shower head today to save water. Another way to save water is the new laundry machines. They clean clothes better. They clean clothes with less water, and they don't wear out your clothes thrashing them around. They cost a bit more to buy, but they're worth it. I have one. I get dirty when I work, and my clothes definitely get clean. They use significantly less water, and because they do, the amount of water, if you're using warm or hot water, the amount of energy put in to heat that water is also less. And on the drying, they have a larger airflow, they have a larger screen, so that surface area in there is tweaked and twisted to the point where it's as optimum as possible. These machines dry clothes with less heat, with less air movement, and some of the features are also just upgrades, like the different levels of audible sound, the ones that that fluff dry at different levels of heat or no heat. There's a few more features in there too that can come in handy. As far as the washing machine goes, you want to have the matching dryer and you want to buy them by the pair. I've found that it's worth the money. Aside from the energy savings, there's rebates with most of these energy efficient products. There's, I'm sure, a website, offhand I can't think of it, probably rebates.com, but you can get rebates from the Energy Star certification, and local utilities usually deal that rebate out, and you can go online and find out how to do that. And for more information on this, you can see my website at ramonasplumber.com. And please, if you have a comment, there's a spot for that there at the site. And let me know what you think of this podcast and anything else on the site. If you have any ideas on saving energy, leave them for me. I will post them if they're relevant and accurate, and even if they're just your opinion, as long as they're not contrary to good wisdom, I should post them. And I'd like to hear from you, and thank you.